welcome to Live and Local, your program of recorded music. Recorded as it happened, when it happened, and where. My name is Vic Treadwell. In the 9 months or so that WBFY has been broadcasting, I've been evolving from an amateur musician and music fan into my new not-so-secret identity. My person is that of the roving recorder, condenser mic in hand, sniffing around for sounds. This past week, I was in New York City, attending the radio track of a conference of the music business. Smart move by WBFY, by the way. You'll be hearing more about it in the coming months. Things wrapped up at the conference on Friday, and I spent Saturday afternoon hanging around Washington Square Park in Manhattan, listening, playing with a few folks, and recording what I could find. So, it's my pleasure to bring you another unlocal edition of Live and Local. Let's go hunting buskers in Gotham. That was a snippet from a jug band called Unintended Consequences. They were standing in front of a fountain, so that's the sound you hear that's like bands of rain passing through the recording. The tune was My Girl by Smokey Robinson, which was a huge hit for the Temptations when I was in elementary school. Unintended Consequences seemed like a newish band. They're probably students at NYU, which surrounds Washington Square Park. They were reading from charts, and they made some flubs, but what the heck? I'm the roving recorder, and this is Rinky Dink Radio, so it all goes on the air, warts and all. So I'm going to play a short set here by that same jug band, Unintended Consequences. If somebody can tell me the name of the next tune that they play, please call in at 338-2277 so I can announce it. It's a pop song, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Paging Carrie and Doug. The tune after that one is Lulu's Back in Town, a 1920s classic.
We hope you're all having a wonderful day. If you're having any other kind of day, that would be the result of
unintended consequences.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The
The Jug Band Unintended Consequences, recorded in Washington Square Park, Manhattan, just yesterday afternoon. In one part of the park, there was a grand piano sitting out on the sidewalk. And when I walked up, there was a woman lying underneath it with her head on a pillow and someone playing Chopin. And turns out that this guy, his name is Colin Huggins, and he's known as the Mad Pianist of Washington Square or something of this kind. And if you give him $20 and buy a data stick with his recordings on it, you get the honor of lying underneath the piano and getting the full effect of the music crashing down on your head. So we're going to start off here with a movie theme of some kind. He shouted out the name of it, but I didn't quite get it.
Thank you. is Carlo Jan, WBFY 9, Belfast, Maine.
What he said was WBFY 100.9, Belfast. You're listening to an unlocal edition of Live and Local. I'm your host, Vic Treadwell. I'm here 6 to 8 on Sundays, and for the first time in a month and a half, I'm actually here from 6 to 8 on Sundays. I've been doing my show from all over the country via the interweb thingy, and just rolled in on the 5 o'clock bus, and I spent the whole time riding from New York City to Boston editing music that I recorded in New York City. So what we've been listening to is Colin Huggins. Colin goes out into Washington Square Park with a grand piano that he rolls, or maybe it's just a baby grand, but he rolls it out of a storage unit, sets it up, and plays Chopin and Rachmaninoff and all that sort of thing. We're going to hear one more cut by him. It's a piece of Chopin, and it's some etude in C-sharp minor or something. That was pianist Colin Huggins playing in Washington Square Park in New York City just yesterday afternoon. Brought to you on WBFY Belfast, Maine by me, Vic Treadwell, and my show, Live and Local. This is an unlocal edition because I've been traveling and I literally rolled in on the bus about an hour ago and zipped right down to the station. Next, we're going to move on to Rashid Howard and the Jazz Collective Workshop, which you'll hear them say, actually, at one point, that they've been playing at that same spot in the park every Sunday afternoon for 20 years. Rashid is all the people in this group are professionals, playing with Sun Ra Orchestra, many other famous touring jazz bands. Here's a little introductory piece from them, and then we're going to get a 15-minute piece a little later on. Thank you.
This is your community radio station, WBFY 100.9 FM, broadcasting from Belfast, Maine. Radio for Belfast, by Belfast. Online at belfastcommunityradio.org and find us on Facebook.
So you're listening to Live and Local on WBFY. I'm your host and producer, Vic Treadwell. We're listening to music that I recorded yesterday afternoon in Washington Square Park in New York City. The group we're now hearing is Rashid Howard and the Jazz Collective Workshop. The band was drums and bass, a woman on keyboard, and then an alto sax player, and Rashid himself was playing trumpet and flugelhorn. And at one, I'm now going to play a long piece, about 15 minutes. And at one point in it, he's playing two trumpets at once, left and right side of his mouth, playing in harmony with himself, which is pretty slick. Rashid is a long-established, you know, touring with major acts, and he was talking about how his bass player was about to go out on tour and this and that. To play in the center of Manhattan for 20 years in a row, got to be up there. Unlike that little jug band, which we heard before, they were fun, but just starting out, wet behind the ears. So the other thing that you'll hear in this next recording that's kind of fun is Rashid himself coming around during the saxophone solo with the hat, you know, collecting some money and getting on my case for recording, though the saxophone player had already given me permission and I'd put some. But you'll hear our conversation about needing to chip a few more bucks into the hat. Next on Live and Local from Washington Square Park, New York City, it's Rashid and the Jazz Collective playing out on a Saturday afternoon.
That's a no-no. You can't record it.
I just asked the other guy.
Did you put money in?
I did. I'll put some more in if you like.
How much you put in to record?
What's that?
How much you put in to record?
For a little radio station up in Maine, that's all.
Okay.
You got us a couple more.
Thank you. Concert Workshop has been out here performing for you.
It's difficult to separate luck and talent when you have a fine result like this.
WBFY 100.9 FM in Belfast, Maine. This is Belfast Community Radio.